The protesters blocked traffic entering the parking lot in the 1500 block of West Broad, believed to contain one of the nation's oldest municipal cemeteries for free and enslaved blacks.
They had the courage to stand up and speak out about something they felt strongly about, and they did it in a lawful and peaceful way.
Attorney Stephen Benjamin said the fact that they were in a public street meant they were not guilty of trespassing.
Public streets and sidewalks are the most sacred forum for Americans to express their viewpoints and to express their viewpoints freely.
Last week, VCU's Board of Visitors approved transfer of the property to the City of Richmond in advance of a $3.3 million reimbursement the university will receive from the state July 1st, and yesterday, the charges were withdrawn. Next week, workers will begin digging up asphalt and converting the 3 acres into a sod-covered memorial by mid-July. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.